Participants at the forum to deliberate on the possibilities of ensuring peaceful elections in 2012 say the current dispensation of the winner-takes-all syndrome undermines national cohesion and development. In their view, the time has come for political parties to put aside their differences and rather embrace the all-inclusive system of governance. The forum, organized in Accra by the National Commission for Civic Education, together with CAP Consult, a civil society group, looked critically at Citizens Against Political Violence. Here's a report by Yahya Kwamwa.
The forum is to educate the citizens on the need to conduct themselves in a manner that will not distract the 2012 elections. A lecturer at the School of African Studies of the University of Ghana, Dr. Michael Kwesa, urged participants not to allow themselves to be mobilized along ethnic lines as the country gears up for the 2012 elections. He said they should reflect on what has happened in neighboring Cote d'Ivoire, Kenya, and not get themselves involved in acts that will lead to similar situations.
The winner-takes-all institutional design is very dangerous for us because it creates a sense of desperation, it creates a sense of hopelessness, particularly when one particular group of people feel like they are left out. Because multi-ethnic society, politics is becoming more and more ethnic driven, and what it means is that when people lose political elections, they think that their ethnic group has lost. And so it is easier for them to see it as a humiliation of their particular ethnic group, when in actual fact it's a defeat of maybe a particular ideological persuasion or a particular policy ideas. So what we should be doing is going forward, we should start thinking about how we design our electoral system so that it brings us together. It helps us to embrace each other as opposed to dividing us or pulling us apart.
A senior lecturer at the Center for International Affairs and Diplomacy, Dr. Vladimir Nchidansu, emphasized the need to build strong institutions. This, he noted, will help deepen the country's democracy.
A report by Yahya Kwamwa.